we have to get information from the retailer. We have to find out what they were paying for their gasoline, what their 30-day average price was before the state of emergency was declared, find out what they're selling their gasoline for. And if you will, basically what we have to do is to qualify these prices to determine whether or not we take the next step. So we have a checklist of items and information that we have to go through on every complaint. And at the end of that process, we will then have a group of complaints that will actually need agents on the ground going to the stations, gathering records, pulling purchase receipts, sales receipts, and doing the forensic accounting following the price, the purchase, and the transactions. And that will lead us to conclusions that either they did or they did not price gouge.
Tell me, how long does it take? That is a long list of information you have to compile.
There is actually no way to give you what I would consider a comfortable estimate as to how long it will take. I can tell you that with this volume, that it is going to be a lengthy process because it's not something that you can rush. We're talking about possible criminal prosecutions. Our information has to be thorough. It has to be detailed. It has to be accurate.
Does history tell us, or do we have any idea, how many of these cases will actually result in prosecution?
It's too soon to tell that. We will have to get into the information chain and follow all of the links. We learned with Hurricane Ivan, the process can be rather lengthy. It can go, for example, from the gas station that is being complained about. It can go from that gas station, the retailer, then to his wholesaler, then to his purchase point, then to the pipeline, then actually all the way to the refinery. So the process can be compounded over and over and over in order to follow every link in the chain to find violations.
How does what's happened over the last several days compare to what was experienced with Hurricane Ivan?
Very, very similar. If you recall, Hurricane Ivan was a Category 3 that hit and made landfall in Gulf Shores and then came up through Alabama. It is extremely similar. I would be guessing here, but at this point, it appears that this volume of complaints could be considerably more than we had with Hurricane Ivan.
What do the next few days look like for you guys in the Attorney General's office?
Still a lot of telephone calls to be answered, calls still coming in, an extremely large amount of overtime. We will be working extremely hard and extremely long hours as we pursue this.